This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A grand jury indicted 11 people Monday. The group is accused of a series of thefts targeting cars at airports. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
41 cars, typically pickup trucks, were stolen along the Front Range at municipal airports, like the one in Broomfield and DIA, during the months-long spree in 2024 and 2025. According to the indictment, the 11 people avoided getting caught because the cars hadn't been reported stolen, so the vehicles couldn't be flagged by license plate readers. The indictment alleges that the cars were then sold to cartels in Mexico. The group is facing a total of 52 charges. Ava Keon, CPR News.
A judge has agreed to a new evaluation for the man accused of a bias-motivated attack on a Grand Junction TV reporter in 2024. A lawyer for Patrick Egan asked the judge Monday to allow an independent evaluation of his mental health after a court-ordered evaluation last month declared him competent to stand trial. District Court Judge Jenny Lynn Lawrence declared a mistrial in January after an outburst from Egan in court. His next court date is July 21st. Tomorrow, tens of thousands of Coloradans will commute to work on two wheels rather than four. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
You can sign up to ride or host the station at biketoworkday.co. Many stations statewide will offer breakfast snacks and bike-themed giveaways. Here's Nisha Mukshagundam. She manages the Way to Go program for the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
This is an opportunity for seasoned cyclists to ride to work with other bikers and for people who are not used to biking to the office to feel more comfortable in a crowd of people who are biking.
She's hearing anecdotally high gas prices are inspiring more people to bike. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org, also in your inbox in the Lookout newsletter, and in your podcast feed, Follow Colorado Today. It's now 6:06.